Canto, Chapter 30, entitled The Activities of Prachetas. Namah Samaya Shuddhaya Purushaya Paraya Cha Vasudevaya Sattvaya Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Namah Samaya Shuddhaya. Dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends. Therefore, you are equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material position, material creation. You are the supreme personality of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence. You are consequently known as Vasudev. We offer you our respectful obeisances. Purport. The supreme personality of Godhead is known as Vasudev because he lives everywhere. The word Vas means to live. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Eko Pesau Rachayitum Jagadanda Kotim. The Lord, although through his plenary portion, enters into each and every universe to create the material manifestation. He also enters into each and every heart in all living entities and into each and every atom. Also, Paramanu Chayan Tarastham. Because the Supreme Lord lives everywhere, he is known as Vasudev. Although he lives everywhere within the material world, he is not contaminated by the modes of nature. The Lord is therefore described in Ishopanishad as Apapa Vidham. He is never contaminated by the modes of material nature. When the Lord descends on this planet, he acts in many ways. He kills demons and performs acts not sanctioned by the Vedic principles. That is, acts considered sinful. Even though he acts in such a way, he is never contaminated by his action. He is therefore described herein as Shuddhaya, meaning always free from contamination. The Lord is also Sama, equal to everyone. In this regard, he states in Bhagavad Gita, Samo aham sarva bhuteshu, Name dveshyosti na priya. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, mai te teshu chapyam. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. The Lord has no one as his friend or enemy, and he is equal to everyone. The word Sattvaya indicates that the form of the Lord is not material. It is Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha. His body is different from our material bodies. One should not think that the personality of Godhead has a material body like ours. So, I think this is the last verse in the prayers by Prachetas. Yes, last verse. For past few days we have been hearing the prayers which Prachetas rendered upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the blessings of Lord Shiva. Only by the blessings of Lord Shiva could Prachetas become great devotees of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only they became devotees, but they also had an audience with him. And as soon as they had an audience, they started praying, as very nicely yesterday described by His Grace Vraj Vihari Prabhu, about praying, how should we pray, in what mood we should pray. And one of the best examples of prayers that by Maharani Kunti. So today is this last verse of prayers by Maharaj, by Prachetas unto the Supreme Personality of God. And in this, they are quoting many qualities of the Supreme Lord. The first one, he is saying, Nama Samaya, then Shuddhaya. That is, Samaya means equal to all, you have no enemies, friends. Then Shuddhaya means you are not contaminated by three modes and sinful activities. Purushaya Paraya, you are transcendental. Vasudev, Vasudev, the meaning is given as Vas. Vas means to stay somewhere. And Lord is called Vasudev because he is present at all places. He is staying every place, Vasudev. And Satvaya means pure. And then Tubhyam Bhagavate Nama. Unto such Supreme Personality of God, the Prachetas are offering obeisances. So we see here the Lord, Prabhupada says in the first words of the translation, O Lord, you have no enemies and friends. But we see there are many asuras. They were behaving inimically towards the Lord. Hiranyakashipu was an avowed enemy of the Supreme Lord. How can then we say that the Lord has no enemies or friends? Sometimes this statement, initially on first look, may appear to be contradictory. Because the statements of the Bhagavatam have to be absolute and correct. Here it is said, Oh Lord, you have no enemies and friends. But we see in each an incarnation of incarnation, the Lord comes to kill some demons. And demons means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Dvija Asurayasta Viparaya. That is the definition which is given. Who are Asuras? Who are against the Supreme Person are Asuras. And Lord comes to kill them. So it appears that Lord kills his enemies. But actually, if we observe even the words properly or we take the literal meaning, here it is said, O Lord, you have no enemies and friends. That means Lord doesn't consider anyone as his enemies. But Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Ravan and Kumbhakarna are free to consider Lord as their enemy. Like we hear, even this is applicable to devotees. It is said, Samo Aham Sarva Bhuteshu. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, I am equal to all. Not that all the living entities may be his great devotees, they may behave separately. But Lord says, I am equal to all. Whether they are my devotees, whether they are non-devotees, whether they are righteous, sinful, pious, equal. But Krishna says, I am equal to all. Samo Aham Sarva Bhuteshu. Even sometimes a living entity may become Lord's enemy. He may even attack the Supreme Lord to the point of killing him. Like Hiranyakashipu was considering Vishnu as his traditional family enemy. He said, he killed my brothers. And all his family, we should try to kill him thoroughly. Even he considered his own son to be influenced by enemy and thought that he is like a rotten part of his own body to an extent. So the Hiranyakashipu is free to consider the Lord his enemy. But in spite of whether Hiranyakashipu considers his enemy or doesn't, the Lord never considers Hiranyakashipu as the enemy. So here what we are discussing is with reference to the Supreme Lord. Samo Aham Sarva Bhuteshu. The Lord is equal to all. Nama Samaya. The Lord is equal to you. Lord has no enemies and no friends. Lord never considered Kamsa is the enemy. Lord never considers Varadeva never considers that Hiranyaksha is his enemy. He just deals the way it is necessary. He just deals the way it is necessary, but he doesn't consider that, oh, he is my enemy. Hiranyaksha is a bad person. Why is doing such a big, he is acting in such a way. But Lord considers he is equal to all. Samo Aham Sarva Bhuteshu. Therefore, it is stated here, Lord has no enemies and no friends. Even this statement is given to, I think, qualities applied to Maharaj Yudhishthir. If I am wrong, you can correct me. But if the application is given, the adjective is Ajata Shatru. Is it correct? Ajata Shatru. Yudhishthir Maharaj was famous as Ajata Shatru. Means, he was one whose enemy was not born. Again, you can think, Yudhishthir Maharaj has no enemies. He had so many enemies. Kauravas, Karna. Then Duryodhan, Dushasan, they were considering Yudhishthira Maharaj as his enemy. But Yudhishthira Maharaj never considered any one of these people, his enemies. He out of duty might have done some acts which were required to perform. But within his consciousness, he never considered that, oh, Karna is my enemy. Or even when his sons were killed, Draupadi's five sons were killed, they all forgave Ashwatthama. Even Draupadi, she also forgave Ashwatthama. She said, no, don't kill him. He is not intelligent. But why should I behave in an unintelligent way? Ashwatthama acted as an unintelligent person. But Draupadi said, why I should behave in an unintelligent way? And therefore, she forgave him. So we see even Yudhishthira Maharaj is famous as Ajatashatru. So here, the qualities are applicable to one's own self. Even in devotional life or even in non-devotional life, we expect the situations around us will improve. When will everyone start behaving equally with me? When will everyone start behaving nicely with me? It's the other way. When will you, in a sense, we start behaving nicely with all? When will we start behaving equally with all? If we think that in that terms, automatically, we come to a level of ananda. But if we think of the terms, when will everyone behave equally with me? When will everyone behave nicely with me? Then we'll always see some limitations and forms. Therefore, we have to train our minds. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna says about the mind in 6th chapter, Bandhur Atmat Atmanas Tasya, Enatma Atmanayva Jata, Anatmanasu Shatrutve, Vartet Atmayva Shatruvat. That one who has conquered his mind, and then the mind is greatest friend. Bandhur Atma Atmanas Tasya, Enatmayva Atmana Jita. But then, Anatmanasu Shatrutve, Vartet Atmayva Shatruvat. But if the mind is unconquered, then that mind is greatest enemy, and then the greatest enemy, what is the enemy's aim? To make you thoroughly miserable. If I have some enemy, he will always think, how can he make me miserable? So an unconquered mind is the greatest enemy. And if the mind is unconquered, it will try to make us thoroughly miserable. And that is the exact point which was pointed out by Avanti Brahman. What he says in his prayers as the cause of his miseries, he says, Nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetur. Na devata atma graha karma kala. Mana param kanam avnamti samsara chakaram karam parivartayadiyat. He says, Nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetur. That these people are not the cause of my miseries. Although these people were throwing stones and passing urine on him. But he says, these people are not the cause of my miseries. Nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetur. Na devata. Neither the Shani or other demigod cause of my miseries. Na devata. Na graha. Karma ka. Graha. Neither the planets or karma. Neither my own activities. See. All these are Vedic rules. The planets influence us. These are Vedic rules. The demigods are controlling our bodies. Adi Daivik Tap. Adhyatmik Tap. Adi Daivik Tap is the rule. Then, graha karma, law of action and reaction is a Vedic rule. These are not false statements. Graha karma kala, time, everything is under influence of time is a Vedic rule. But still, Avanti Brahman points out this fact, which Lord Krishna has taught us in Bhagavad Gita, that bandhur atmanas tasya, yen atmayiva atmana jita. He says, nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetur, na devata graha karma kala. Mana param kana avnoti. It is uncontrolled mind is the real cause of miseries. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to tell us that beat the minds. I think in the morning 100 times with broom and in the evening 100 times with shoes. So what does it mean? How can we beat the mind? We cannot take the broom and beat the mind. But it means train the mind thoroughly in the morning and evening to see with the scriptural vision. Shastra Chakshu. Don't train the mind to see this world, pursue this world through material vision. But train the mind morning and evening to see with the scriptural vision. Then and only then can the mind will come to the level of, or can be completely peaceful and happy. But somebody may ask me, Prabhuji, here we are discussing Nama Shamaya Shudhvaya Purushaya Parayacha. We are discussing the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then why I am talking about our own soul. But many times we hear one Prabhupada's lecture during the deity room during dressing. And Srila Prabhupada says that we are all samples of God. We are not gods, but we are all samples of God. And a sample has all the qualities in small quantity of the whole. Like suppose if you want to get something, if you want to buy, we always ask for a sample. And we check all the qualities of the sample. And then if the sample is okay, then we take the whole thing. So Srila Prabhupada says, you are all samples of God. You are not gods. So he said, if you study yourself, like if you study the sample, we can get some idea of the whole. In a similar way, all the qualities of the whole are also present in the sample, but in minute quantity. Otherwise, the sample is not proper. If the whole has some qualities which are not in the sample, then sample is not correct. All the qualities should be present in the sample, maybe in lesser qualities. Therefore, although these qualities are describing the Supreme Lord, but these qualities also apply to the soul. And this is not my imagination. Even Bhagavad Gita states that. He says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. This is applicable to Pandit. In the sense, a advanced soul. And the same word is used, Sama. Samadarshina. The qualities are same. Nama Samaya Shuddhaya and Pandita Samadarshina. Only the quality is in minute quantity. So, even for Sadhak Bhaktas, this qualities of Samaya is very important. And this quality of Samaya is also very nicely quoted in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Actually, I would just like to go away from this present topic and discuss a little bit about this 11th chapter. Because this 11th chapter describes Virat Roop. And many people in the outside world consider this as the pinnacle or the climax of Bhagavad Gita. They say Virat Roop is the thing. In the whole Bhagavad Gita, the most important point of Bhagavad Gita was Krishna showed the Virat Roop. But if we study Krishna's own words only for 2-3 verses, everything becomes clear. Let's go, let's study this link of 11th chapter. In this 11th chapter, first, Arjuna requests Krishna to see Virat Roop. Somebody may ask, why did Arjuna request? If the Supreme Person in the form of Soumya Roop, the beautiful Lord Krishna was present, why did Arjuna request first of all to see Virat Roop? Arjuna did not request for his own self, but he requested for the future. He knew Kali Yuga is going to come and many bogus incarnations will appear every day. So to keep a check on them, Arjuna said, oh Krishna, please exhibit your Virat Roop. So in Kali Yuga, if somebody says, I am God, then he should be able to exhibit Virat Roop, which certainly they are not able to. So this is like acid test or litmus test for all the bogus incarnations of Kali Yuga. And this is clear when the Virat Roop was over. When the Virat Roop was over, then Arjuna says, okay. Then another point comes. Some people say, no. Virat Roop is more higher because Arjuna was given Divya Drishti. Arjuna was seeing Krishna's form, but then Divya Drishti was to be given to Arjuna to see Virat Roop. Therefore, Virat Roop is higher. Some people may argue that way. Arjuna was seeing Krishna. If Krishna's form is supreme, why does Arjuna require some Divya Drishti to see Virat Roop? That is explained by Acharya. But then let's go ahead. What happens? After Virat Roop is exhibited, what is that? Na madhyam, na anantam, ananta bahur, udar vakta netram. And everyone is entering his mouth. Everything is over. Then Arjuna says, oh my dear Lord, this fearful form of yours, please take it away. But who could see Virat Roop? Not many on the earth could see. But everyone on the other planets could see. Even demigods, Janalok, Tapalok, Maharlok, Brahma Lok could see Virat Roop. So they also already had the vision to see Virat Roop. Demigods could see Virat Roop from their heavens. Brahma Ji could see Virat Roop from his planet. So they could see it. They did not need divine vision. But when the Virat Roop was over, then Arjuna prayed, "Oh my dear Lord, I am very afraid. Please again exhibit your Soumya Roop, your pleasing 200 form." And then, as per the request of Arjuna, Krishna exhibited his Soumya Roop. But then what does Krishna speak in the last 4 or 5 verses of Bhagavad Gita is very important. That gives us the final conclusion. One point is, it is requested that Arjuna was given Divya Drishti to see Virat Roop, but demigods did not require Divya Drishti to see Virat Roop. They could see like that. After this Virat Roop is over, in the text 52 of 11th chapter, Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sudurdrisham idam rupam, Dushtva vanasi yanmama, Deva apyasya rupasya, Nitya darshana kangshita. The Supreme Lord said, "My dear Arjuna, this form of mine," means no Virat Roop, no Soumya Roop. Now Krishna is present in front in Soumya Roop, his 200 form, Shyam Sundar form. And now he is telling Arjuna again, "This form, Shyam Sundar, of mine, which you are seeing now, is very difficult to see. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear." So we see the difference here. Krishna is saying this form, Virat Roop, is very difficult to see, certainly. But demigods could see it easily. And then Krishna is saying, "But now you are seeing my Soumya Roop, which is very, very difficult to see." Why? Because even demigods are always attempting to see this form. They even don't see this form. They are always attempting to see this form of my Soumya Roop. But then one question still remains. Why, if that is so, if this is true, if demigods cannot see Virat Roop, but they cannot see Soumya Roop, they cannot see Shyam Sundar, but they can see Virat Roop easily, then why does Arjuna's vision has to be adjusted? Because Arjuna is already seeing Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Or Acharya explained, vision requires adjustment 2 times. Sometimes, suppose you are seeing, used to see something good every time. Then even, suppose you have to see something on the level, lower level, you have to adjust your vision. So Arjuna was so used, so common, because he was friend of Krishna, to see Virat Roop, he has to come down. He has to adjust his vision by lowering himself. It was not impossible for him to see. It was possible for him to see, but he has to lower it down. Therefore, Krishna is speaking, "I adjust your vision now. And so you can, you are used to see my Soumya Roop. You will not even notice my Virat Roop. You are on a higher level. Please come down." But demigods, to come down is possible. To go up is not possible. Now demigods could easily see Virat Roop. But they are always attempting to see the Soumya Roop. Therefore it is very clear that Krishna's 200 form is the supreme personality of Godhead. And this Virat Roop, as some less intelligent people consider, is just a secondary form of the Supreme Lord. So, yes, after telling this in text 52, we are coming back to our original point, sorry. In text 52, Krishna says, Sudurudusham idam, even deva apyasya rupasya nitya darshana kangshita. So, if that is Sudurudusham rupam, the natural question comes, how can one see it? If it is so rare to see, demigod also cannot see, then how can one see, or what are the wrong ways to go? So Krishna first says, how one cannot approach the Supreme Lord in Shyam Sundar form. He says, Naham vedair na tapsa, na dani na chedja. Oh Arjuna, I cannot be seen by Vedas, by studying Vedas, as Shyam Sundar form. I cannot be seen by tapasya, as Shyam Sundar form. Neither can by performing donations, dan, and ritualistic worship in the temples, I can be seen. That's good. Our eagerness to see Shyam Sundar form is increasing. First of all, Krishna has told it is very rare. Second, he has told that it is not possible all these ways. But that's okay. What way it is possible? Krishna tells in the next verse. He says, Bhaktya tunanya shakya. अहम एव विदर्जुन ज्ञातुम दुष्टुम च प्रवेशुम च ओनली बाय प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस अनन्य भक्ति कैन कृष्णा इन द श्याम सुंदर फॉर्म बी सीन दैट्स वेरी नाइस भक्ति ओनली बाय भक्ति वी कैन सी कृष्ण बट हाउ टू परफॉर्म भक्ति दैट इज द नेक्स्ट लॉजिकल क्वेश्चन कम्स अप एंड कृष्णा डजंट लीव एनी स्पेस एनी मिस्टेक्स इन द वेरी नेक्स्ट वर्स ही टेल्स हाउ टू परफॉर्म भक्ति ही सेज मत कर्म कृत मत परमो मत भक्त संग वर्जिता निर्वय सर्व भूतेषु यह सम मामेति पांडव डियर अर्जुना ही यू एंगेजेस इन माय प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस फ्री फ्रॉम द कंटेमिनेशन ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज एंड मेंटल स्पेकुलेशन ही यू वर्क्स फॉर मी ही यू मेक्स मी द सुप्रीम गोल ऑफ लाइफ एंड हु इज फ्रेंडली टू ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स ही सर्टनली कम्स टू मी सो स्पेसिफिकली विथ टूडेज डिस्कशन we took this lesson of 11th chapter because krishna although speaking of offering our activities to krishna working for krishna making krishna the aim of life but he also makes one very important point in this verse he is saying nirvair sarva bhuteshu he is friendly to all living entities so even the soul even while performing pure devotional service has to develop this important quality ऑफ निर्वय सर्व भूतेषु विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गवि हस्तिनी शुनी चैव शपाकेच पंडिता समदर्शिना अ सोल अ साधक भक्त हैज टू लर्न टू टॉलरेट एंड इवन अदर्स इन इनिमिकल बिहेवियर इवन लॉर्ड चैतन्य सेड दैट इन हिज मोस्ट फेमस वर्स ऑफ शिक्षाष्टक He says, Tunadapi Sunyachena, Taroriva Sahishna. What is the next line? He says, Amanina Manadena. He says, even if others don't give you respect, even if others behave inimically, even if others behave in an enemy way, they don't offer you respect, but Amanina Manadena. Nirvai Sarva Bhuteshu. The greatest mistake which even people in general and devotees in particular do, is they expect the situations around them to change. But rather, we should consider how we should change. They expect why everyone doesn't behave equally with me. Why everyone doesn't behave nicely with me. But this is not said here. Vidya Vinay, it is not said that tiger will behave nicely with you. Or Pandita, Brahmane, Gavi, Hastini. No, you have to behave properly. With Pandita Samadarshina. Not that all the bhuteshus will become nirvai towards you. Krishna doesn't say that all living entities become non-envious to you. No, nirvai sarva bhuteshu. This is the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, what is that? Non-envious people. What is that first verse it is said? Paramo nirmasara naam sada. Nirmasara, this Srimad Bhagavatam, is for those who are nirmatsar. Nirmatsar means even though there may be cause of getting angry or getting envious, getting agitated, but we don't become. Therefore, in the matter of spiritual life, one has to learn to see one's own self when the matter is of correction. And one has to see others when the matter is of glorification. We see this in all the bhajans of our Vaishnava Acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Amar Jivan Sada Pape Rata. He says so many points in this bhajan. Para Dukkha Sukhi, Parera Udvega Diya Ache Kata. He always thinks his own self when there is a matter of correction. He doesn't see why all others are not becoming pure devotees. He says all others are already pure devotees. That is the transcendental vision of pure devotee, Uttam Adhikari. He doesn't see anyone else as conditioned souls. He sees his own self as conditioned souls. We see sometimes people, they think that we have to refer to some outside professional books to inculcate these qualities. But no, Srimad Bhagavatam, every step, every personality on Srimad Bhagavatam tells these qualities. There is every example. Like we see the example of Avanti Brahman. He says, don't try to change your planets. Don't try to change the Devatas or the Jana or everything. But try to change the Mana. Bandur Atmanat Atmanastasya. Try to first change yourself. Then the situations will improve. Otherwise, it is said, Amanina Manadena. Lord Chaitanya has taught the same thing. We see even Srila Prabhupada also said, chant and be happy. But if we consider always others, we can never be happy. We have to see this mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then we can be happy. And another classical example of Nama Samaya Shuddhaya is, I would like to take a case study of first canto itself of Maharaj Parikshit. He was cursed by childish son of Brahmana named Shungi. And what a great curse for what a small offense. A great curse should die within 7 days. For a small offense, for a king should be duly respected. He should be welcomed. That is his part. For that he just put a dead snake. And the father or the sage did not take the offense seriously. He just got up and saw the snake, threw it off. If the offense was great, he would have cursed it. He did not take it seriously. He just threw off the snake. But this boy, out of his childish behavior, cursed Maharaj Parikshit in a great way. You die within 7 days. And Maharaj Parikshit was Tiraskrita Pratilabdha Shanta Shapta Hatava Abhi Nasyatat Pati Kuruvanti Yad Bhakta Prabhava Api. Maharaj Parikshit was capable of reversing the curse and capable of cursing this Shungi again. But he did not do that. He did not do engage in that activity. In fact, he changed himself. He said, let me welcome the curse for whatever activities I have performed. For whatever wrong I have performed, let this curse come upon me immediately. And he was happy to welcome it. Tiraskrita Pratilabdha. He did not try to change the situations. Rather, he changed himself. Although he was capable of changing situations. In this material world, we are not capable of changing situations. And we try to change situations and become miserable. But we see here, Maharaj Parikshit was capable of changing situations, but still, he accepted the plan of God. And he noticed this in another pure devotee or another pure person. Before this incident happened, before this, when he was moving around earth, he noticed dharma in the form of a bull moving or being his three legs being cut, trembling in fear. And at that time Maharaj Parikshit comes there. And he asks dharma, my dear dharma, why, what is the cause of your suffering? Who has put you into this situation? And although the answer was obviously clear, as in the case of Avanti Brahman, or as in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, answer was clear. This low class Shudra, personality Shudra, was putting dharma into trouble. But he did not answer. He says, some people say, he gave so many indirect answers, but never pointed out to this Kali. And as the bull answered in this way, Maharaj Parikshit, being a pure devotee, he could recognize. He said, oh, you are, my dear bull, you are the religion personified. He says, Rajo Uvacha, Dharmam Braveshi Dharmagnya, Dharmo Ashi Urusha Rupadhu, Yad Adharma Kutta Sthanam, Suchak Kyasyapi Tad Bhavet. And oh, king said, oh, you who are in the form of a bull, you know the truth of religion. You are speaking according to principle. What is the principle? That once you accuse somebody else of wrongdoing, mischief monger, he also attains the same destination. What is the principle? That the destination intended for a perpetrator of irreligious act is also intended for one who identifies the perpetrator. If someone does the sinful act, he is going to go to wrong place. But someone who identifies the perpetrator and accuses him is also going to the same place. And therefore, because you know these subtleties of religion, Maharaj Parikshit could immediately recognize that, oh bull, you are no other than Dharma himself. And Srila Prabhupada writes a wonderful purport. He says the devotee's conclusion is that no one is directly responsible for being a benefactor of mischief monger without the sanction of the Lord. Therefore, he does not consider anyone to be directly responsible for such action. A devotee does not consider anyone to be a mischief monger or also a benefactor. Then Srila Prabhupada says further, it is very easy to consider God's grace in benefit. But even in reverse sense, it is God's grace. This is the way of accepting a thing. For a devotee, the identifier of a sin is equally sinner. Srila Prabhupada says, if we identify, he is such and such person, he is acting in such and such way, then the same sin are applicable to us. Although he may be behaving wrong and we may be just identifying the sin. In other words, a devotee has no suffering at all, because so-called suffering is also God's grace for a devotee who sees God in everything. This is another quality a devotee recognizes. Vasudevaya. A Krishna is present in all the places. The cow and the bull never place any complaint before the king for being tortured by the personality of Kali, although everyone lodges such complaints before the state authorities. Srila Prabhupada says, everyone lodges such complaints. But cow and bull never lodges such complaint. And we see, in modern day philosophical works, this pure principles of Srimad Bhagavatam are put in another terminology, which are attractive. Enlightenment was very nicely given to me yesterday by my senior godbrothers like Govind Prabhu and Premnidhi Prabhu. They told that one outside philosopher, he tried to teach people using the terms a circle of influence and circle of concern. I am not very expert, but let us say how all the acharyas, all the pure devotees like Maharaj Parikshit, Dharma or Avanti Brahman, they are already practicing these principles. He says we get disturbed over things which are not under influence. We say, why this is doing like that? Why this is happening? And this is the cause, root cause of material miseries. We should understand this material world is not under our control. The influence in material world is not ours. Krishna's influence works in material world. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya dhakshena prakruti. He says, this whole world is under my control. Krishna's influence works in this world. And we don't have any control over it. We are just conditioned soul. But in material world, in material life, people try to adjust material situations which are not within their influence, which is not their control. And therefore, Krishna points this out mistake in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Mamai vansha jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. But what is their mistake? Mana shasthani indriyani, prakruti sthani kanshati. They are trying to control this material world with their minds and senses, which is an impossible act, because this material world is under the control of Krishna. We are concerned, in that terms, I am not expert, but we are concerned for things over which we have no influence. And this makes us miserable. But rather we should be concerned over things, we should not be concerned for which we have no influence, but we should be concerned over things which we have influence on. And that is our own mind. We have no influence on others, but we have influence on our own self. If we are concerned for that, if we are concerned that how can I chant Hare Krishna, how can I become a better devotee, then our life will be blissful. That is what it means to be chant and be happy. So, although all these materialistic people, philosophers, they try to teach us all these points, but we see all these points are very nicely already exhibited in the lives and practices of pure devotees. We need not go out anywhere. If we study the Srimad Bhagavatam from the verse 1 itself, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. And by just taking the words Nirmatsar, by developing these qualities and understanding the presence of Krishna everywhere, and Nama Vasudevaya Sattvaya, these prayers, then we can be thoroughly Su Sukham Kartumavyam. in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this spiritual practice is so sukham. It gives you thorough pleasure. But we have to understand, read our scriptures, understand and practice properly. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. It's already quite some time, but if somebody has only one comment or question, then you can take. Ujjwal Prabhu has one.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. So,
on Karu.
There is a, you explained that we should be non-envious. But since we are not pure devotees, so there are also sometimes said that humility also means to protect ourselves from non-devotees. So how do we decide that whether we have to retaliate or we have to suffer like Avadhut means?
So yes, these are the levels of pure adhikaris, uttam adhikaris. Madhyam adhikaris is said, ishvareshu tadadhineshu, balyeshu dvishashu cha. Prema Maitri Karuna Upeksha Ya Karoti Sa Pandita. That a Madhyam Adhikari loves Krishna, makes friendship with devotees, gives mercy to innocent and avoids the envious. But certainly we have to understand that we are in material world. So we can't say, why is Maya attacking me? Material world means Maya will attack you. We can't say like that. We may take care to protect ourselves, but Maya's job is to thoroughly purify you. So you can't say, if I always take care of Maya, it doesn't attack me, then I will be, no. Maya's job is to thoroughly check you. So therefore, yes, we have to protect ourselves from non-envious people if we feel some danger. But don't think this test will never come to us. Slowly but surely, we have to plan, we have to think. When can we ready to? Don't think Maya. Prabhupada says we have to be very much fearful of Maya, but doesn't think that Maya will never attack us. We have to be fearful and protected. But at the same time, wherever you go, you can't say that non-envious people will not come to you. This is like that man who was sinful, and he thought that better if Yamduta is going to come to catch me, so let me put stool on over my body. So Yamdutas will not come. Yes, Yamdutas will come and catch anyway. So we have to be intelligent to protect ourselves, certainly. But doesn't think if we protect, Maya will leave us without test. If we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, the test will come everywhere. And then we have to be ready. We have to read the scriptures and be prepared for the test. Not that we go into the test ourselves. That need not be. But still we have to be ready for the test, because without facing the test, we can't become pure devotees. And without becoming pure devotees, we can't. That is our aim, to become pure devotees. So we have to protect ourselves, certainly with intelligence. Not that because we have to want to be pure devotees, we just go, we just put the cigarette in our mind, in our mouth, and we say, I will not smoke. Not to that extent. We have to go and associate with non-envious people, make friendship with them. We have good association of devotees, we remain in them. But the checks can come anytime, and we have to be prepared for that. We need not go personally. But at the same time, for preaching we may have to go. Srila Prabhupada went to America. Great risk. His old age, great risk. But for higher purpose, even Maharaj Priyavrat was not ready to take the responsibility of Gurustha Ashram to become king. He wanted to remain celibate. But because of the higher authorities, orders of higher authorities, he entered. And he was promised that because you are following on the higher authorities, you will be protected. Similarly, Brahmaji was entangled in creation. But because he is doing on the higher authorities, he will be protected. So we need not on our own go out and associate, make friendship with envious, atheistic devotees to check our own self. No. But still the test will come. And if we go out and preach on the orders, we can say, oh, I am very fearful. How can I go out and distribute books? No, Srila Prabhupada has told us. So let us follow his orders. If you go on the orders, having full faith on Srila Prabhupada, then the protection will also come. But for that, we need not just sit in. We may be careful, but also we have to do our duty in spiritual life. Maybe somebody can add something. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.